Woo bro, what's up bro, come along. Nary and Mike gonna joke and talk. A Christian and an atheist picking movies that you might have missed. They might have been good, they might have been bad. They might have been campy, they might have been dragged. Nary Sands likes movie quotes. I heard Mike murdered all, sometimes toast. Now I don't know if that's true, you have to listen for yourself. Yes you do, and maybe even leave a review on iTunes. That's how winning is done. Woo bro,
that's how winning is done.
Slow motion running.
I just like the chorus of this. I don't know anything about the song except the chorus.
It's coming up.
I know.
I won't let you out on my side.
Sing it.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready. You need. Oh, don't you fear. How long? Forever and always, that's right. Forever and always.
I'm here looking at the time. I'm here looking like, we're at 1 minute and 10 seconds, Michael.
No! Yes, that's what I was asking. Baywatch. Now, you would think that would have had a reboot by now.
Well, I mean, once you do Baywatch Nights, you've hit the pinnacle.
Did you watch it? Did you ever watch it?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yes.
Well, was it any good?
Well, here's
I want to see it.
It started off as just like solving crimes at night.
It was a detective show.
It was like a detective show, which I didn't understand. Like, the leap was not there for me. Like, he's a lifeguard.
How does a lifeguard?
Like, I understand that the black cop was there. The guy on the motorcycle, right? I forget his name, right?
His ATV,
the ATV cop, right. So I understand he was there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, but why is David Hasselhoff helping him? And I don't understand. Like I couldn't.
You would think the cop would
and then
be like,
so I think
all right.
I think they used some example. Like the first couple of crimes happened on the beach, but they would happen at night.
Right.
So that would be why you ask a lifeguard, I guess. Right. I don't know if that would really happen. But so I think they explained it like he got his PI license. I want to say that.
Right.
I'm not positive on that. I'm 2080 on that.
So, really? You don't have the compendium of knowledge of Baywatch Nights?
Baywatch Nights. And so I want to say that's what happened. But then here's the weird thing. Like a few episodes in, and I would watch it.
Yeah.
And a few episodes in, it turned into a horror type of like, hey, what? There's a vampire or some super.
No.
Yeah, I swear.
Really?
I'm not lying. But this was like Oni Perez, one of our past guests. He, friend of the podcast. He mentioned like vampires go in and out of like coolness in society.
Yeah, they're, it's like a cycle.
It's a cycle. Like it's cool to like vampires. It's not cool to like vampires. It's cool to like vampires. And so this was after like Buffy. I want to say before Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So like the TV show Buffy.
Yeah.
And so it was before it was cool.
I loved that show.
Or after it, but it wasn't the right cycle of this is cool type of shit.
Right.
And that's what happened. I remember watching the show going like, what the fuck? Did it turn into a spooky, like haunted house? And like it turned into a haunted house. At one point I was like,
really?
Are there? Yeah. It turned into like, they're like, I remember one episode specifically. They were on that chick who's now Rosalie and Isles.
Angie Harmon?
I want to say the brunette.
Yeah.
That was her television debut. Like that was her first. She used to be a model.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she got that role and then soon after that, she got Law and Order. But she got that role
she
first. And I remember watching one of those, like, what's that show that fucking Pat, what's his name, was on?
Pat, what's his name?
The guy that had the mustache. You know who the fuck I'm talking about. He had the mustache.
Magnum P.I.?
No. He had the mustache. And it was like a new show. Like, I want to say like an E! Entertainment before there was E!
Oh, Pat O'Brien?
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm like,
okay.
I'm not fucking nuts. So Pat O'Brien, I remember.
Why do I know?
What show was he on? Was it a Hard Copy or?
He was one of those like Current Affair, Entertainment Tonight. All of those shows.
So I remember in one of those shows, they interviewed her and they said, oh, she's making her, you know, her acting debut. She used to be a model and now she's making an act. And she even said it. She goes, I'm not. She didn't have any qualms about it. She was like, I want to be like a big star, like a big movie, a big TV star or whatever. She was like, this is going to be it. This is it. And but she did make it though. Like
she, yeah, she made it. And for the lack of a better, like David Hasselhoff is fucking famous, like
bananas
he's
famous.
So famous and rich, like he's still got Baywatch money coming in. It's
bananas.
It's crazy.
That shit. They put that show in so many different countries.
That was like the first like super mega syndicated like billion-dollar show.
Well, let's you know.
I
love Lucy.
Well, really? No. But like that it the way it made money because it got like
canceled twice, a couple times, yeah.
And then they brought it back.
Yeah,
I remember that. I used to watch that show because that was Baywatch was in my prime
jerking off days.
Yes, I was gonna try my prime pubescence. Right. It was in the peak of my pubescence. Of course I would watch.
I was a Baywatch. Huge fan of Yasmin Bleeth.
Yeah.
She was my favorite. Like Pamela Anderson was undeniable.
Yeah.
Undeniable.
Nobody likes Stephanie.
But Yasmin Bleeth to me, she was as this is how bananas this show was.
Right.
She was the underdog.
Yeah.
in the arena of hot fucking chicks.
Yeah.
The arena of stunningly beautiful women, Yasmin Bleeth was a fucking underdog.
And I remember when they brought in
the beginning episodes they had the chick from Charles in Charge. I'm
Nicole Eggert.
Yes.
That's the one I
was in love with her from Charles in Charge.
I remember I was like, oh shit, Charles in Charge girl. By the way,
I've seen every episode of the first like two or three seasons of Charles in Charge. Like me and my wife.
You watched it recently?
I introduced my wife to Charles like 2 years ago. I introduced my wife to Charles in Charge. She had
in charge
best. That is the best television theme song ever.
Charles in Charge of our own and our rights.
No. Of our days and our nights.
That's the first line. And then there's another
Charles
line.
Charles in charge.
Charles in charge of me. Da, 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 da.
No, that last part you got wrong.
I added it by myself.
Yeah, you added it wrong. But so I was like a huge fan of Nicole Eckhart and Yasmin Bleeth. And then, fucking.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson was everybody's stroke material.
I was understandable, yeah, whatever.
Given.
But. I was a huge fan of both those chicks.
And, Yasmin Bleeth.
Awesome show.
Yeah, Charles in Charge is great. Still, it's still amazing.
Still, 2 years ago, laughed out loud in my living room. Oh, Charles, that's silly.
And I caught, and it's like, it's how many of those shows really hold up? And
Alf
does not. I'm sure Alf does not.
I'm telling you, Alf does not. At least a pilot.
Really?
I tried watching a pilot maybe 3 years ago, and no. I couldn't.
You can't watch the pilot of this show because they don't really hit their stride until like...
Okay. The puppet didn't really hit its stride into mid-season two. So
at
you
first,
gotta,
they were like, we're not really sure how
well,
this...
Well, Charge in Charge, pilot.
From the get.
From the get.
Yeah, fire. I mean...
And then you have to... If you watch season one and season two back-to-back, like the last episode of season one and the first episode of season two, you go, what? The fuck is happening?
They changed everything?
They changed everything except for Buddy.
Right.
And his mom, which you saw very rarely anyways. Yeah. But they changed the entire cast. Now, they did a transition episode where the first episode of season two when Charles in Charge is... The family, he comes back from summer, whatever the fuck, out abroad or whatever.
Something.
And so he comes back, and the family that he was watching, raising, is moving out. But, because they sold the house, because he got another job somewhere else. The father, right?
Yeah.
But they told him how great he was taking care of children, and this new family happened to have three children of their own. But instead of two girls and a boy, instead of two boys and a girl, it's two girls and a boy.
This show.
Wait, I'm not done.
Oh, there's more.
There's actually more
to this. Okay.
So they convinced them, without meeting this guy, that he was qualified to take care of their children.
And live in their basement.
It was a separate room in the house. It wasn't a basement.
Wasn't the basement?
No, it wasn't a basement. No, the basement was Joey from Full House. That was the basement. Charles in Charge, not the basement. Just the one underneath the steps.
That's what it was. Yes. There was stairs coming. I thought it was the basement.
He lives downstairs. And, yeah. Anyways. All right. So yeah, that was, so that they did that transition episode, even though not everybody from the original cast was there, like the mom and dad was there, and I want to say,
like, they just brought back,
and the girl was there.
What a shitty acting job.
No, but you know why they didn't bring back the other two boys, the little ones? Because there was a parent, and I had to go online and go, wait,
you went deep into the Charles in Charge.
I was like, no, I need an answer for this shit right now. Like, I always knew, even before revisiting, I always knew that there was two separate families.
Right.
But I didn't know that the switch happened so quickly.
Yeah.
So then I'm looking at it, and apparently there was like a 2.5-3 year layover between seasons. They didn't renew.
Wow.
And then they got picked up like 2 or 3 seasons later.
So those kids were already
adults. So those,
like,
fucking
adults.
Kids were adults. Like, hey, what happened? I left for the summer. Well, Charles.
Yeah.
Well, so the girl was the only one that they were
really
able to, like...
got some bitch pregnant and they had to blow him. How long was I gone?
Oh, my. Did you guys forget everything that I taught you while I was gone in these 3 months?
Look at what happens when I'm not in charge. So look at what happens.
And he looks completely different. Like, Scott Baio looked like he was 3 years older. He went from looking like a college kid, basically Chachi.
Yeah. He went from Chachi to... Wow.
To Charles in Charge. So, but still, season 2, great. We never kept going because we got involved in other TV shows, but I really want to go back.
Well, see, Baywatch.
Fuck Game of Thrones. Charles in Charge.
Charles. That's Walking Dead premiered.
Oh, shit. You're telling me, I saw 3 episodes last night. I was 4 episodes behind and I saw 3 of them last, Saturday.
You haven't seen.
So I haven't seen the debut. I recorded it, so I haven't seen it. And we can't talk about it anyways. It's too new.
Fine.
We could be a week behind. We gotta give them at least a week to watch.
Yeah. After a week, that should be the new spoiler alert gap. Like, for TV shows, if you haven't seen it in the week, like a week after it airs, fuck it.
Well, just tell me that there's gonna be a spoiler alert. I'll fast forward through this shit. Like, I was listening to a couple podcasts. I was working Marco Island this past weekend, It's a long drive, so I listened to a lot of podcasts on the way up there, and I was listening to a couple that talked about a couple different shows that ended up talking about Life of Pi. And I had to fast forward. I'm like, you can't. They're like, it's a great movie. Well, it's about.
Yeah.
I had to, like, fast forward. Like, all right.
Well, a movie is different. I think a TV show has a shelf life of about a week. If you can't.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people, some people like to stockpile them and then.
It's true. It's true. But then, like, it's going to be spoiled for you. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you can't expect.
A friend of mine on Facebook yesterday posted, I didn't get to watch Walking Dead episode. I don't even want to scroll down. I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm afraid of reading something that I don't, you know, whatever. So I just posted and I put I forget his name. I looked it up last night when I commented.
Rick
the guy
Grimes?
With the bow and arrow.
Oh, Daryl.
So I put Daryl dies. I have no idea if he dies. I have no idea whatsoever. I just picked a fucking character.
But for that moment,
I didn't pick Rick on purpose because I knew that it wouldn't make it believable. But Daryl, there's a shred of doubt. It could possibly be that Daryl dies.
You never know on that show.
You never know on that show, right?
You never know on that
show. Well, Rick is not going to die. Let's get the fuck out of here. He's not. That's
no.
It. Period. That's what I said about Lori, too. So who fucking knows?
I have a theory that what's going to end up happening is that there's going to be... Because there's already 2 different storylines. And then something's going to happen where Rick is going to... Well, I don't want to say anything because it's kind of based on what I saw yesterday.
Well, in the preview, you know that they're going to... The governor and Rick are come head to head.
Right.
So you know that in the preview. Like, that's not spoiling anything.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't want to get into it. Right. I don't want to get into that. We were talking about Charles.
We're
talking about Charles.
So, but going back to all the way back to Baywatch Nights, there's some shows that... Again, like, if they reboot movies, why wouldn't they reboot, like, a TV show idea?
Have they done that? They have done that. Hawaii Five-0 has been rebooted.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I guess that's true.
What
sitcom has come back?
Well, you can't reboot a sitcom. You could reimagine it in a different... But, like, Seinfeld is basically... The 90s version of I Love Lucy. You got 4 people. It's basically based in an apartment. For the most part, it's basically based in an apartment.
I never thought about it that way.
It's basically that. I mean, you don't have the married couples thing, but you do have that dynamic of 4 people in New York City, for that matter.
Right.
In an apartment building for the whole thing. So you have, but you can't just reboot a sitcom because a sitcom is situational comedy. And if
would you want them to do it to Charles in Charge?
No.
You
no.
don't want to. You wouldn't want to see a Charles in Charge.
I wouldn't want them. I would see a Charles in Charge movie it would be direct to fucking video on demand.
Yeah, yeah. It would be direct to torrent.
It would be. Yeah. So, but no, honestly, I wouldn't want them to reboot. I can't think of a sitcom, and maybe I'm just being short-sighted right now, but right. I can't think of a sitcom that I would want them to reboot.
I'm thinking back.
I would want them to reboot, like, again, dramas and cop shows are great. I really miss New York Undercover. I thought that was a better show than
NYPD Blue and all that.
Yes, that was those were the two that were like you know they came out at the same time.
New York Undercover was the Fox show.
Yes, and then they both came out at the same time. And I was a kid, so I don't know. I really liked New York Undercover. And I'm like, that's a show that you could do again. You could reboot that show again, but it's basically a cop show. Like, you know what I mean?
Cop shows are pretty dime a dozen. Like they make
cop shows and law shows, we just fucking stop them.
Yeah, like, or this now it's the CSI shows or any kind of crime investigation.
Well, they stopped Miami, which I don't know why, because Miami was so much better than CSI New York. I really dislike CSI New York. Like, I'm a big Gary Sinise fan, and I don't like CSI New York.
Yeah, I saw like one or two episodes of it, but I didn't like those shows to begin with.
Yeah, you didn't like the original CSI. Did you ever see the original CSI?
Yeah,
that's right up your fucking. Right up your wheelhouse, man. It's science. It's fucking crimes.
You know how it is. It's like when something is supposed to work, or it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to be into this, and then I gave it a shot.
Like, something is supposed to work, but it only lasts 15 seasons. Like, it's fucking, it works. No, it clearly works.
Okay, something like a relationship, right? Like what happened with Sunshine. Like, that was supposed to work.
I thought you weren't going to mention names, because the whole time I was going to be like, we all know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. like, it's supposed to work, but
my dogs love her, by the way.
Everybody loves her.
My baby loves her. My baby's like, just like, give me. I want to hug her.
Yeah.
Type of shit.
Yeah.
She fed her. Sunshine came over. Last week, and my baby was like, super, I love sick. Her.
Yeah, yeah.
And the dogs were like calm, not barking, not getting on. Like, they were like,
I'm telling you, she's like the Snow White with the birds landing on her fingers and all that shit. It's supposed to work.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is supposed to work.
She'll find a nice guy.
I hope she does. I genuinely do. I don't bear her any ill will. Why would I?
I don't bear her any ill will because she cared for me and treated me like a fucking king. I don't bear any ill will. Do you? Thanks, nice guy. You're so nice of you not to bear any ill will.
Okay, this happened.
FYI, we were going to film a fucking episode when she came over.
You could have.
I know, but I was just lazy. I was like,
You son of a bitch. That would have been fucking good. But, like, that's what's happening
we
now.
We might do it for a Valentine's Day episode.
Sure. That'd be funny. It's happening now because Talks Too Much and Nerd Girl are both seeing somebody and blowing up their Facebooks with it. And I'm just like, how do I hide you? And then, like,
I didn't see. Well, I don't go on Facebook, but
right on Instagram and all that shit.
Nerd Girl, I haven't seen her with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's apparently.
Was that the guy that broke the bottle? Started drinking out of a broken bottle?
Yes. That guy.
I kept thinking about. I wanted to post a comment and be like, hey, didn't I see him drink out of a broken bottle at Comic Con or whatever? Anime Con?
Anime.
Like, I really wanted to say that to her. Like, I wanted to post a comment
you
in the
should.
Picture. I should. Like,
I don't care. I really don't care.
Okay, then I'm doing it then.
But I think, there she's with somebody else. Who gives it? Like, no, that's the ones that I don't care.
I really want to be like, oh, man, I think I saw him was he at AnimeCon? Was he drinking out of a broken beer bottle?
A broken Jack Daniels bottle.
Broken Jack Daniels. Thank you.
Yeah.
Broken Jack Daniels.
And it's funny because the one.
Hilarity ensues.
Yeah. But it's funny because Talks Too Much. She's dating this dude and like she'll text me or message me randomly like, hey, what's up? And how are you? I miss you. And I'm like, I would be pissed as fuck. Kinda like,
you can't be pissed as fuck. Kinda.
You know what I mean?
Pissed as fuck, but you can't be pissed as fuck. Kinda.
I can't say for sure. Cause I'm not in the situation. That's what I'm getting at. But in my mind, I would imagine that would make me mad if I'm dating someone and they message. That's the problem. But that's the thing.
Where she can tell her boyfriend? Oh, by the way, I texted this guy that I was kind of talking to.
No, but if I say it and destroy the relationship, then I still got a shot.
That relationship has no shot to begin with. So all you got to do is wait it out.
Bro.
It's true. If she's just started dating the guy and she's still hitting you up with like, hey, I miss you. That relationship is doomed.
She's trying to be.
If you can't even be fully committed in the beginning.
Yeah.
That shit's doomed. You're not going in. It's fucking over.
It's so funny.
Relax. Just let the fucking plan die out.
It's Valentine's Day. It's once that I think once the novelty once wears off,
magical.
Well, look, to be realistic, like that happens at the holiday. Like anytime there's like between November and February.
I had a bit about that when I first started.
Really?
I used to talk about holiday love. That's what I called it, holiday love. It's actually one of the videos on YouTube. It's like the first video I ever posted about holiday love. And is it on a video? I remember I posted it on MySpace. I remember I posted the sound.
The audio track? Oh, audio track. That's, back in the old school.
But I remember, I don't know if it's in one of the videos, but I talked about holiday love and I go, so I did this whole thing where I was like, yeah, just sign this contract and it says your services will no longer be needed as of January 1st. Thank you very much.
Right,
and
yeah.
And then I was just doing it for Christmas.
But if you postpone
the thing, and I'm like, no, you don't want to postpone it because that's way too much
time. That's when you hit Valentine's Day.
And then
now you're in a relationship.
You want to get out before, that's the whole point of the job, was you want to get out, you want to pull out, so you make her sign a contract. As of January 2nd, your services are no longer needed. I just need somebody to take home for Thanksgiving dinner so I don't look like a loser. And then I could bang on New Year's Eve and not, you know, not drink myself unconscious.
That is the one thing that I miss about having the girlfriend is that New Year's Eve kiss. That was one where I was like,
really?
trying to find one.
This is hacky. Like, I guess when I remember being single and I remember being lonely at that time, being like,
oh, it's even if you're not lonely for real,
at that moment you go, oh, well, everybody's fucking.
Everybody gets. You want to? Anybody? No?
Nobody?
Anybody?
Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
I understand that. But that relationship is doomed. It's going to fucking die anyway.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. The ones that I don't care about are the ones that I feel weird about, which is weird. Which is like, ugh. But if Sunshine meets somebody, it's like she did or whatever, and was dating that guy, that's fine. I want that for her.
I don't believe it.
It happened already.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't think that was going to last.
So, I had no idea.
Yeah, you didn't think it was going to last.
You said it wasn't going to last.
No, that's not true. I didn't say that. When did I say that?
I don't know.
You're just throwing shit out against the wall, see if it sticks.
No, you said spiders.
No, you. No, I thought you said. You said anyways. So you're drinking out of a Batman cup, and that brings me to this. So I posted it on, we talked about this in private last time.
Yeah.
And I posted it on Instagram, and that shit got a lot of likes. Posted a picture of the animated movie, The Batman,
yes.
The Dark Knight Returns.
Dark Knight Returns.
And man, that is the best Batman movie. I want to say probably the best Batman movie ever.
The best Batman story put to any kind of like
media.
Any kind of media that I've seen in a long time.
So I saw that. It's better than all of them,
bro. Dark Knight.
But it was better than all of them. So here's how good it was. I didn't put two and two together. Like a fucking douche. I'm watching a movie. It's great. Then I watched part two and it was great. And I'm not putting two and two together that this was the same Dark Knight Returns story.
Yes.
From Frank Miller.
Right.
From the 80s.
Yeah.
I'm not putting this shit together.
Yeah.
Mind you, fucking Ronald Reagan's in the fucking thing. And I'm
yeah,
like,
it's from the 80s. Okay.
But again, I'm not putting two and two together.
You even text.
I did not, even the text, I did not put the fact that it was the graphic novel together. Because I've never read the graphic novel. I've just always heard great stories like that. Yeah. In comic book nerd world, that is very well known as it's like the rebirth of comics.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to Batman, it took what was campy. Well, at that point,
it took all the goofy shit and goofy and powers and wild and all that.
And in the 80s, Frank Miller wrote The Dark Knight Returns, and it took him back to The Dark Knight as opposed to Batman, who was like fucking flying around in bright blue colors.
The biff pow, you know.
Yeah. So that in comic book nerd world, that is very well known as the rebirth of comics.
Where everyone starts to take it a little more seriously.
Yeah. As in comics can be...
Yeah.
There are real stories that can be told through.
It's in that documentary I saw. It's called DC, the Birth of. I can't remember the name of it.
I saw a documentary on comic books in general, not just DC, but all comic books, and they talk about the history of comics. Phenomenal, fucking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's the DC based one. It's very similar, I guess, or I don't know, but it talks about that particular. Like all of a sudden, there was a lot of independent comic books coming out at that time that were amazing. So they let Frank Miller do Batman, and he took it, and it was like
so
amazing.
I didn't put two and two together. This was the same Frank Miller graphic novel, right?
Yeah.
So I posted a picture, posted it on Facebook, and then my pastor goes, "Dude, you should read the book. It's what made me get into comic books when I was a kid." And I go, "Wait, when you say book, do you mean book book? And I literally commented on this.
I'm like a book book?
Book book or...
Like with words?
No, he goes, oh, you should read the novel is what he said. And I go, novel or graphic novel? And I go, there's a difference. Novels don't have pictures.
Yeah.
And because yeah, if you're looking at it, if you're expecting me to read a fucking Batman, I don't give a shit if it's a Batman novel.
Who the fuck you talking
to, there's
pastor?
No pictures, I'm not reading this shit for nothing.
Yeah.
And so he was like, no, graphic novel. And I'm like, oh, that's when it fucking hit me.
Click, this the pieces is, kind of click, 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 click. Oh,
well,
shit.
Well, the pieces were already there. I just, like, it was one of those, like, VA commercials where somebody just fucking came and just hit me over the head. I get it.
That's right.
So then I bought the fucking book.
You did?
I bought it on Amazon. On Kindle had it. So I bought it. And I started reading today, as a matter of fact. I bought it on Saturday, but I've been working, whatever. So I started reading it today. And I got to like 5 pages and it hit me. I noticed right away from the get-go, but it hit me that at least for the first 5 pages, the movie that we were just talking about did a shot by shot.
Yeah.
Shot by shot. Like there's no, in the first 5 pages, there's nothing in the book that wasn't in the movie.
Right.
And I'm like, I've read the book. I'm done. I've read the book. I just saw the movie 5 days ago. 3 days, 5 days later, I'm not going to read
the
movie.
You got to appreciate it for the art style and all that stuff.
But it was the same art style as the fucking movie.
I know, but it's the book.
They brought the book. Look, they literally, and to their credit, they brought the book to life.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh.
The DC movies have been really good lately.
It's not like, hey, the movie was good, but the book is better. And in this case, for the comic book movies, the animated movies, No, you can't say that. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah. Well. I'm not a comic book guy.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I started going through. So then I got hooked, and I started going through all the animated movies, right?
Yes, the DC ones. So good, right?
There was year one was good.
Yes,
year one was good.
Batman year one,
and which totally threw me off. That
it's Batman Begins.
Well, no, well, yeah, no,
similar.
No, it's not. No,
it's that same type of story. That
it's not. Well, it's year one, so it makes sense. But it's not the same as in. Like you don't see Bruce Wayne's training. You don't see where he was for those 15 years.
But that was a big influence for the Chris Nolan
for the shit that Chris Nolan wiped his ass with. So then he and I actually like Batman Begins. That's my favorite. The three. That's my favorite.
You're right. That's my favorite one.
And so I started watching. First of all, Commissioner Gordon cheating on his wife. That shit threw me off. I was
What? Yeah,
she's pregnant, Jim.
Yeah. You're an asshole.
You're a fucking asshole. You're terrible.
That I love that it adds that dark element, you know?
Yeah,
that?
I was like, holy shit. Yeah. Then I saw the Justice League one.
I haven't seen any of the Justice League
ones. That one was fucking
The one
dope.
I saw was the Superman versus the League of Doom or
the Elite.
The Elite. That's the one.
Yeah.
That one
I've seen
liked
that one already.
That one I liked a lot. That one was really
good. I saw that one on Blu-ray.
There's one where it's like Hulk versus that I want to see.
That's
get
the
on.
Planet. That's the Planet Hulk.
No, there's Planet Hulk and then there's Hulk versus.
Yeah, I've seen
and
both.
And it's part of a
Planet
series.
Hulk was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And there's now
there's so rumors
about it, there's rumors that they're gonna start that storyline in Avengers 2. They're gonna send him into space.
Yep.
So that they could do another Hulk movie as Planet Hulk, which would be fucking amazing.
Yeah, it would be incredible. But the thing is that you never know how much of it is rumor or how much of it
is going
to be. But
that would make sense.
It would totally make sense.
It would make sense,
especially with like the regrouping that they're going to have to do with where they have to bring everybody back together, and the way that the Hulk was the weapon, like when Loki says you brought the monster.
Yeah. And on top of that, they just announced that the third wave of characters to get their own movies is going to be. Ant-Man and Doctor Strange.
Right.
And Doctor Strange and Tony Stark are two of the main characters that made the decision to send Hulk into space. Totally getting into nerd talk.
I'm sure there's people that are like interested in this. Otherwise, they wouldn't be listening to this shit.
But I am.
I'll talk about that shit all day.
Dude, that storyline is so great.
I'm so excited about it.
That storyline is so great.
You know what? Like, because it's one of those things where they didn't let me down at all. None of those movies let me down. I watched Captain America, which I think is the weakest in that series.
In the Avengers series?
In the Avengers series. Avengers.
I would think it's the weakest one. Only because, again, we've talked about this before, but it just doesn't seem... It seems like a war movie and not a superhero
exactly.
movie.
Exactly. And then I loved Thor. Some people hated on Thor, but I loved it.
I didn't hate Thor. I started liking it more. I've seen it 3 times.
Since the Avengers?
No. Oh. Well, I've seen it once after the Avengers.
Yeah.
But I've seen it... total 3 times, and every time I see it, I like it more and more.
Right.
Like, what I don't like is that quick turnaround that Thor had. That, hey, I'm a selfish asshole. What? One night with Natalie Portman, I'm a just guy now. Now I can pick up
saying,
my hammer.
You're saying one night with Natalie Portman would change your life?
One night with Natalie Portman is going to change your personality completely and entirely. A complete fucking
yes.
360 plus 180.
Yeah. A complete 360.
360. That's just putting you back to the same place. Plus 180.
Mm.
I don't think one night. I think they fucked up with that. They should have done it in a span of a week, even.
Well, they did the progress. Like he was having to deal with the progress. Like he thought his Loki comes to him and tells him that Odin's dead, and that you can't come back. He can't reverse the thing. So Loki's king. Like he doesn't know all the stuff that happens behind the scenes. So I think that he's sitting there dealing with it while he's being told all this stuff.
Yes, but one night.
I think Natalie Portman's worth it. I would change my life.
Hey, I would, but I'm not a fucking god, and I'm not a.
Neither was he.
Yes, he was.
At the time,
he wasn't. All he knew his entire life was he's a god. He's gonna be king. He was a selfish prick, and he wanted to be king already.
They put him in timeout.
They put him in timeout,
and he's
then
okay
one
now.
Night with Natalie Portman while he's in timeout.
Yeah. Which, by the way, best timeout ever. If you're ever going to put me in timeout, please put me in timeout with Natalie Portman.
Yes.
She's on my list of people that I would love to work with. Like, if I ever...
Work with, you mean jerk off on top of?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
No. I mean, like...
I want it to be that Natalie Portman at one point gets the opportunity to maybe work with you, and then she listens to this podcast, and she's like, never.
Never again.
That fucking pig, I'm never working with him. And like the day before you're supposed to meet up with her on set or something, she fucking hears this episode right now. And then she does... She's so disgusted at the fact that you agreed at the whole jerking off her thing that she stops listening to this that we're saying right now.
She just cut it off
so
and never
what
hears.
Would then be
I'm
now?
Just kidding, never. I am only kidding, please. If there's ever a chance in the future that we can work together, please let it happen. No, I mean, because you want to start doing the acting thing.
Yes.
And
I'm gonna.
And I've already gotten
to a class and stuff and everything.
Well, look. I mean, look.
I'm going to buy a chopper keeper.
It's not a big deal. There's some other people that blow the fucking extra gigs and all this bullshit out of proportion. You got to hang out on set for a little while. You didn't work with them. But, like, I got to be in scenes and mess around and fuck around with Patton Oswalt and Bruce Campbell. That's the only thing I consider real work that I've done for real. And those are, like, I got to.
I remember you in the background with Bruce Campbell and.
Yeah, yeah. I got to, yeah, but I pushed both of them around and I got to talk to both of them I get to hang out with them between takes and shit like that.
Right.
So, that's the thing. And, you know, I mean, it's a cool show, but it's not like, you know,
I like
the Godfather. It's a fun show. But, so I talked comedy with Patton Oswalt. I talked movies with Bruce Campbell for a minute. Super fucking excited. Like, I was like a kid, like, super, like, I was worried that it was going to be too much, like, me going, ha ha! Ha ha ha! I'm laughing too. Ha ha!
Hey, remember when you did Army of Darkness?
Yeah,
that was. Cool.
I was gonna Chris Farley the shit out of it. Yeah. I told Patton that I was like, look, man, I'm just gonna do your bits. This is gonna be the Chris Farley show, and he started laughing, and I was like, I made him laugh. I was like, I'm just gonna go to craft services, and then I was like,
breathe.
But yeah, so if you I have my list of people that I would love to work with. One of them being David Hasselhoff. The other one, who would you want to like just to work with?
Stallone,
of course, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've said that for I would just like to have a fucking conversation with the guy.
Yeah.
Like, and not even I honestly don't. I probably would. Don't get me wrong. I was gonna say I probably wouldn't even geek out. Let's be real. I probably would, but I would really just want to have a conversation and get in his pick his brain.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure it's something that he's done 1,010 times with 1,010 different people.
Right.
But I would just like to pick his brain.
Do you remember in Rocky
when you beat the Russian?
No, remember when that scene with Adrian on your couch is rapey, right?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Was that on purpose or was that
did you write it like rapey?
Did it just come off right? Was it something you did on the day?
Is there something that made that she pissed you off? So then you just went like more.
You don't like my couch?
Yeah, you don't like my couch. Huh? Like my couch. And he fucking like just grabs his gorilla hand behind her head and fucking pushes it down to the floor. Like
yeah.
Was that written or did you just go with the rapey flow?
Yeah.
Like did you?
I'm going to kind of add out the part that you say go with the rapey flow. And that's something.
You
kinda
always say that you're going to do these things and you never do.
It's work. I got
to
say
that. Yeah, exactly.
Back.
And then once, and I never have to worry about it once the episode airs because I'm like, he's not going to go back and do this shit again. This guy, fucking lazy.
Lazy. It's just, it's a lot of work.
I wouldn't know. I don't do it.
I know. Yeah. Podcast.
What's his name? Stallone is one that I could just tell you off the top of my head. The Rock for obvious.
But one that we wouldn't expect, like not the usual, like someone that you would love to work with.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Hanks. He's my favorite actor of all time. So Tom Hanks. So if we're gonna get out of the fan realm. I'm a huge fan of Tom Hanks, and I think he's the best actor of all. I honestly believe he's the best actor.
In my mind, he's the best at everything.
He's the best actor of all time, in my mind. In my opinion, so save your tweets. Now, as a matter of fact,
who's going to argue with that?
No, because there's people that are going to be the.
It's a subjective opinion.
Yeah, no, but people would hit you with, you're crazy. I've had this conversation with Bill Burr where he was like, you think you put Tom Hanks on the same level as fucking De Niro or Pacino in their heyday? I'm like, yeah. And I had a conversation and he was like, look, Tom Hanks is a great actor. But when you think great actors, you don't think Tom Hanks. You automatically go to De Niro and Pacino and for a reason. And we had this conversation in the green room, Bill and I. And I was like, I disagree. I'm like, dude, there's no way. There's no movie that I've ever seen Tom Hanks in. And they go, that's poorly casted.
Yeah.
And I've never, like, I thought that. And then he's like, well, what about Pacino? And I'm like, De Niro.
There's nothing taking away. It's not like we're saying one person is good, the other person is bad. They're all good.
They're all good, but I'll give you this. I think Pacino's better than De Niro, and I think Tom Hanks is better than all of them. That's my opinion.
I would go with that. I would agree with
De Niro
that.
De Niro, even though everybody points to Meet the Fuckers, he's still the same character, same hard-ass character that he is in every movie. And this is not to say that's a bad thing, because coming from him, he's like, oh, he's the same great actor in every movie.
He's the same amazing guy.
He's the same amazing. I don't know if you ever watched that movie that he did, Stone.
Which one's that one?
It came out recently, but I don't think it went to movies, but I saw it. I saw it on HBO, and it was with Edward Norton, Edward Norton was in prison. One of Edward Norton's best performances.
I saw this somewhere.
And then
I didn't
the
watch
girl
it.
From The Fifth Element.
Mila Jovovich.
And De Niro have sex scenes, which is a very weird.
Ooh, that's a little May December.
But that movie was dope. Like, that acting was great. Yeah. I mean, again, everything he does is great. But, like, it's the same character. And Pacino has, I think, reached more. And as far as for acting, he's done a lot more. He's gone on further limbs. When he did Dr. Kevorkian in the HBO movie. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I would put, so Tom Hanks would be one of the guys that, in my opinion, is the best actor. So I would want to have a conversation with him.
Speaking of the best actors of all time, I saw Here Comes the Boom recently.
I want to see that movie so bad.
It was so much more fun than I got to give it so much more credit than I expected. It was a lot of fun.
Everybody was saying it was a really good movie. Like, everybody on Twitter
It was just a fun movie. Like, it was the standard, you know, we got to save money for the rec center, you know, base for the story.
And it's a dance off.
Yeah, or whatever. And then in this case, he just starts fighting people. And that shit was super fun. And look, and so getting off of the acting, tip and all that stuff, Baz Rutten is in it. Baz Rutten is an old UFC fighter back in the day, and then he doesn't fight anymore. But he was always like the crazy guy. Baz Rutten, look him up. He's hilarious. He does like defense videos and shit online, and he's in this movie, and he was a badass in the fucking day. Like he would fight with open hand strikes, and it looked like he was just slapping the shit out of people, but like breaking bones.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then he's in the movie, steals the fucking movie, man. He is so fucking funny. I loved it. It was really good. Really, really very entertaining.
Well, good. All right. Yeah. I'll watch it. I'll buy it.
And Henry Winkler's in it, the Fonz.
Yeah. That's, I follow Henry Winkler on
On He's Twitter. The nicest guy.
When I heard him on Jay Moore's podcast, I literally, I was like, I gotta, and I don't follow everybody that's on the pod. I'm like, I don't follow a lot of people, but I heard him and I'm like, he is the nicest human dude. Being on the planet. He gets really aggravated though when you talk about the whole jumping the shark thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because they talk to him and he's like, what season was that in? And he goes, or whatever season. And he goes, how many seasons after the jumping the shark did the show go for? And he goes, 6 seasons. So he goes, how the fuck are they going to call it jumping the shark when you have 6 more seasons on top of that?
Yeah.
So, which brings up a good point.
I mean, yeah, everybody makes fun of how outlandish it was, but it's like, dude, it's the fucking 70s. Everything is outlandish. There's nothing in the 70s.
The fact that he was a thug. The fact that he was a thug.
He was like a hard ass.
He was a hard ass hood because he wore a leather jacket. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. I commented that recently. I tweeted that because I was watching Great Balls of Fire.
Oh, yeah.
And like the greasers were like, hey, look at me. I'm a badass. And like, your jeans are rolled up. Like, you can't be that much of a badass. Like, That's what made me laugh. That I was like, they're not badasses. They fucking run on, you know, ugh. Anyways.
I know. But yeah.
And they roll up their sleeves and put their fucking.
The pack of cigarettes in there.
Pack of cigarettes in their sleeves. I remember watching Hey Dude. And that kid at one point was like becoming a badass. And then he had like, and they're like, you have cigarettes? And he goes, they're baseball cards.
Yeah. That's another show that I would love to see come back. Salute Your Shorts. Do you remember that show?
I remember the name of the show, but I don't.
Yeah, it was like the summer camp, and I fucking love that show.
Okay.
I have to go back and remember what our mountain of TV sitcoms was, but. Like,
there's no way a Nickelodeon show made it.
No. It's not on there, but I enjoy the shit out of it. That was a great show. Salute Your Shorts. It was right, and Hey Dude, they were all back to back. It was like that era of teen shows.
Yeah, I like Hey Dude. I don't remember the other one. Where were we on? I forgot.
But yeah, no, Here Comes the Boom was good. So on Henry Winkler is the nicest guy. Like, literally, I would love to work with Henry Winkler. Like, that would be something.
Yeah, but I would love to work with anybody. If you're asking me my ultimate wish list, Henry Winkler is not going to make my top 5.
No.
Probably wouldn't crack my top 10.
I'll tell you.
Adam Sandler would.
Really?
Which means I would work with Henry
Winkler. Yeah. I would love to. You know, on my list, I don't know who would be, what comedy actor would be on there. Because it seems like that's all pretty like cyclical. Like, comedy movies get made by groups of people. You know what I mean? Like all the Judd Apatow movies. All those guys, you know, like developed together. So I would look around and see who now would be the people around me would be the next big comedic actors, you know? But action-wise?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
Or drama?
But you don't have any... You wouldn't want to act with any comedic actor?
Paul Rudd? I love that guy.
Okay, he's the next big thing, like in 92.
Right. But that's the thing.
that commercial was great.
Yeah, that was really funny. That was probably my favorite Super Bowl commercial.
It was one of the five that were good.
Yeah, it was one of the five.
This year was sucked, bro. Yeah. Especially the first half of the game. You go, what the fuck? They all sucked the first half. Which is when everybody's paying attention. I don't understand why you're not going to pay the big bucks. And like the fucking Stevie Wonder Budweiser commercials.
Yeah, like all of those voodoo commercials.
I was like, that's awkward.
Yeah, it was weird. But yeah, so I would love to work with like weird actor. Like, of course, I would love to work with, you know, Tom Hanks and you know, Leonardo DiCaprio and, you know, Quentin Tarantino. I'd love to be in a Tarantino movie. I would love to work with Samuel L. Jackson.
I don't know if I would be able. I would probably be more nervous working in a Tarantino movie than I would be like if I was being directed by what's his name? The old guy.
Spielberg? Martin Scorsese?
No.
Old guy?
Get off my lawn, guy. Fuck, I forget
it. Oh, Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood. I would probably be... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'd probably be. Because I don't know. There's something about Clint Eastwood. Everybody tells you the same thing. That first of all, when he doesn't... when you audition, you don't audition in front of him. You audition on tape, and he books you based on the tape. And everybody that I've ever heard do an interview about working with him says the same thing, that he hires you because he knows that you're going to do the job.
Right.
So he already has faith in you. So that kind of gives you a, once you know that.
Right.
You're fine. Tarantino seems as if he's so fucking crazy.
Yeah. That you don't know why I want to do it.
That you don't know what's going on. Yeah. If he likes you or doesn't like you. He seems like the type of guy that if you're not famous, he'll bust your balls. And you think that he hates you, but he's just busting you. Like, it's one of those things where I would feel very insecure.
Really?
My insecurities
okay.
will come out.
Your insecurities like, will come out. Because you sound like you're putting a lot on it that you have no idea whether or not it's true.
Yeah,
like, you're just like, he seems like the guy that would bully me.
Yeah, totally.
No, but like, I would, like, in my mind, I think of, like, shit that I would like to be a part of. And it's usually an idea. It's never the people. Like, I would love to be on Game of Thrones. I would love to be in something where I get to like dress up as a knight or some crazy shit or a fucking, you know, actually my dream job is to be a monster, a movie monster.
All right. I can see that.
Like with makeup and just be able to like, you know, growl and make noises and have weird shit and or like a zombie on Walking Dead and like.
That would be cool as shit. I would
like,
love that.
Like part of me wants, it keeps, you know, keeps wanting to film a little video of me and send it to like the Walking Dead people like, hey, I'd love to be in your show, like just on the off chance that they pick me up. Like,
yeah, well, I mean,
what's the worst that could happen? They don't look at it or it goes away, it disappears, it ends up on some
what's
video.
What's the worst that could happen? And then you flash forward to fucking they laugh at you, they send back a fucking video of it, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Like,
and then
I like,
Mike
like
hanging from the roof.
We'll never, you'll never work in this town again. And I'm like, oh my god,
I've never worked.
This is the worst that could happen. Nothing more
this
bad.
Is it. This is
this
it.
Is it. This is the worst of it.
This is the worst that could happen ever.
Oh man.
Yeah. I'm. What show other than Walking Dead? What show would you? I don't know. What I mean.
What show? Oh wait. I would love to be on.
Here's the thing, though. Everybody says the same thing, especially when it comes to like writing. They say don't write your favorite shows because it's gonna put a different.
Do you mean? Oh, like don't write shows that you don't write for shows that you like.
Right. That you're fans of because it's going to change whatever the fuck. That's what I've heard a couple of people say. I would like to love to be on Community.
Yeah.
I love that.
I had a show. It's back finally.
Yeah.
I love Community, man. I just caught the episode from last week. I'm going to start watching. It's still funny. I thought it was going to be weird and different.
I haven't seen the episode from last week because I recorded.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch it.
It's
they got rid of the creator. Like
that's, yeah. Like
did you see his blog that he posted?
Yes, I read it.
Yes.
It was awesome. I think we talked about it, but it was now that the show's back on, it's like, man, that the show's still funny. I mean, I'm sure I knew it was going to be because they finished out. This is the rest of the season. Like they finished out this season.
Was it the season finale?
No. What do you mean?
Was the new episode?
This is this is starting season 4.
Oh, starting season 4.
Right.
Okay.
But they filmed a bunch of stuff with him for season 4. Like they finished up and then they fired him.
So, but it hasn't aired. What
not
the
yet.
Show with him?
Not yet. They postponed a bunch of it. Like it was supposed to be in October that the show came back.
Okay, so I'm confused now. So, the last episode that was aired, how many episodes after that were filmed?
I don't know how many there are in season 4.
But that's just the beginning of season 4?
Yeah.
Or was season 4 already on?
It's the beginning of season 4.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Because the end of season 3 was when they tied everything up. Like, they made it all shiny happy again. Like,
right.
They got rid of all the different storylines and the evil Abed and all that shit. And then...
got rid of the evil Abed?
Yeah, they like... put it all together. Like they got rid of too much of the craziness, the Chang and the
I thought it was great.
I loved it. I think they're gonna
Starburns
when
dying and that episode.
Did you see that last scene?
Yeah
where he's changed his appearance.
Oh right. But that whole thing where like the green, like, oh, like, I provided you with stock footage in front of a green screen.
Yeah.
That shit was great. But that episode was so great. The court scene episode.
Yes.
That, whole thing,
yeah,
that
yeah.
was amazeballs. I said it.
You said amazeballs.
I said amazeballs. I said it.
So we had a bunch of time off because we didn't do an episode last week.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Mike.
That was equal.
Actually, it was one day me, which was the Monday. I was like, I don't know. It was the day after the Super Bowl.
And you were licking your wounds.
I was very proud. I was very happy with the way I handled it.
Yeah.
The day after. I thought I wasn't going to be able to sleep at night. Like, this happened to me when the Heat lost the finals. I wasn't able to sleep at night. I was really like, like, and I
you felt empathy for what was going. You felt those emotions.
Yeah, and that I thought that was gonna happen to me again, which I was afraid that was gonna happen to me again, and it turns out that I wasn't.
What yeah. So when you couldn't sleep at night.
So I couldn't sleep. But the Niner thing. I mean, I had a little bit of tossing and turning, and but honestly, I was really happy with the effort. I really was. Like, it sounds like a shitty. It sounds like a sore, like something that a loser would say. Or that, but I'm like, I was really happy with the effort because I was really getting pissed when it was getting when the Niners were getting blown out.
Yeah,
I was
were.
Like, what the fuck is going on? And then when they made a game of it, I was like, you know what? They fucking tried, dude. That was a really good game, and it was fun, and it made it.
It was an impressive comeback because all of a sudden it was like, oh shit, oh shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh shit.
And they just couldn't finish it off, but I was happy. And then some douchebags on Facebook were like, I bet you'd be prouder if they won. I go, no, I'm proud about effort. I would have been happier if they won.
Yeah.
But not prouder. That's fucking different. And I realized the ridiculousness. Like, I'm fully aware of the ridiculousness of, like, you're proud of a fucking team that you don't own, have no stake in. But I get it. I understand. It's just, that's what being a fan of something is.
Well, I mean, yeah, a fan, like a fan, not somebody who likes something. You know what I mean? Yeah. A fan of something.
Yeah, so I'm fine. And then, like, it's funny because Oni was trying to, like, troll me.
He was trying to get you started.
And then I just deleted his comment. Oh, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I love deleting Oni's comments. Love deleting Oni's comments. I'm like, yeah, delete. I just delete your comment. I don't give a shit. And I had good comebacks for that. Like, everything, I just didn't want to get into it with him because that's what he wants.
Of course, yeah.
And I was like,
you know, you can't let him win.
Like, you sound like a little league coach talking to his loser team when he gets pizza.
Shit,
like,
that's funny.
You're like, you can't tell me that you wouldn't have rather them winning and that for you to say that you wouldn't have been prouder of them. You're lying to yourself. You're retarded. Like, he was like digging in.
Wow.
And this is like an hour.
This is your friend.
This is like an hour after the game. And then I was just like, I had a good answer for all of that. I'm like, look, I'm not saying I wouldn't be happier if they won. I'm just saying that I wouldn't be prouder is what I was going to say.
You're still proud.
And then, but I couldn't be prouder is what I said.
Right.
And they're like, oh, you'd be prouder if they won. No, I'd be happier if they won. You're confusing happiness with pride, and there's two different emotions.
Right.
And so I was going to go into all of this, and I go, no, just delete.
Not
delete
his
comment.
That's funny.
Delete his comment. Fuck him. He doesn't deserve that.
So
I can say that because he doesn't listen anymore.
He doesn't. Yeah, he only listens to the one.
Go fuck yourself. How about that, Oni? How about that?
So, did you watch the old school picks?
I forget what they were.
Encino Man, the air up there, and Shaolin Soccer. Did you watch Shaolin Soccer?
God no.
You didn't watch Shaolin Soccer?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Why would you watch Shaolin Soccer?
Why would I want to watch Shaolin Soccer? Why? Like, what part of me?
I don't
says,
know. It's
did you like it?
I dug it. I liked Shaolin Soccer.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Now? Recently?
Yeah. I mean, it's not that old a movie. I mean, it's one of those crazy kung fu movies. I like the idea. Like, I wish there was, like, when I was studying Japanese and stuff, when I was, right out of high school, and we were all into anime and all that shit, there was a football, like, a Japanese show, it was a Japanese cartoon anime about a football team. And it was kind of like that same thing where they would get like super strong and have like almost like these superpowers when they were playing football. I fucking love that show. I can't remember the name of it because my friend would lend it to me and it would never have the name on it because it was when you would import it. And
It was what? Repeat this.
It was when you would import it.
Okay. Start from the beginning because I got to be honest.
You tuned up.
You start talking about Sean and soccer and I just...
Yeah.
Zoom, and then you go imported. I go, what? What the fuck is he talking about?
You missed all, everything.
Yeah, no, everything right. In between. I was like, I don't give a fuck about this movie, so I totally ignore you. I apologize. I'm admitting
because I'm talking about not that movie.
Yeah,
talking about something else.
And because you said, oh, Charlie Soccer, I loved it. It reminded me of.
Let's play a game. If you were to guess what I was talking about, what would it be?
By your hand motions, because you did something with like a gun. I would imagine you did something right, but you did do something where there was like it looked like. No, you went like you gotta import it. That's what you did. You did your hand. You gotta import it. I don't know. I don't know. You said importing, so I'm guessing. That's the one word I caught.
Keep going. You're so close.
I thought that you were talking about a toy gun. I'm assuming it was like a toy gun, and then games, and then games with these toy guns. That forced you to import some kind of futuristic. Hey, I don't know.
Oh man, you are so close. No, it's that when I was studying Japanese in after college.
Right.
After high school, when I was in college, we would watch anime, and one of them was about football.
See, do you understand why I zoned out though? Like, the listeners at this point. It's just, did you understand, listeners, why I zoned the fuck out? Like, I kid you not. I didn't remember hearing the word Japanese and anime, but you said it, and therefore I went dormant. So all we started off talking about Shaolin soccer. Then you, the following words were, when I got into Japanese anime,
I'm listening when you talk about shit that I don't give a fuck about.
Such as,
I don't know. I'm listening to the shit. I'll find a way to make it interesting.
That you don't, that you go, I don't care.
I don't give a shit about the 49ers.
But no, but you care about the game. But it's about the game.
The game was interesting. But I don't give a shit about Oni trolling.
You laughed at Oni trolling.
Because I'm listening.
Okay.
Because I'm listening. Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So now that I'm listening to this shit, hilarity. Anime.
I'm not done. The point is that I would love to see some sort of movie about that, like that style, like where, like almost like NFL Blitz. Remember that video game?
Yes.
The movie. I would love to see that. Like, I like that outlandish shit. I like effects heavy, you know, craziness where these guys are kicking the ball and the ball catches fire and it blows through somebody. And
I like it as a video game. I wouldn't want to watch it as a movie.
Oh yeah, that would be a cool idea too. I think there's a video game about the anime that's based or
there,
about.
There's
some
a video game called Blitz. I don't know if you've heard about it.
It hasn't been out in a while.
No, but you don't have the next generation system anyway, so you could just play whatever you have.
Yes, perfect. I'll play whatever I have.
What do you have? PS1? What do you have in your fucking
on my laptop I have everything. I have, you know, all the old
Blitz.
School shit.
You have Blitz.
I do, I should play Blitz. I should play it.
PS4 is coming out soon, by the way.
I know. I'm not buying a PS3 now. You guys can eat the inside of my asshole. Fuck you guys.
You act like you're so. First of all, it won't come out till next year. So are you sure you only want to hold out another fucking year?
I've held out how many now? 10?
8? 9?
Who cares?
So that's the point. That's the next. That was my
gaming
next point.
Gaming has not become the biggest. It's not.
That's my next point is that you were like, fuck you assholes. I'm like, it's not like they gave you. It's not like you just bought.
No, they're
one.
Forcing me. They're forcing me to buy. They're like, hey, I hear it all the time. They're like,
You had nine years to fucking buy.
For 9 years, I've been hearing. Oh, you need to buy a new system. And
you know,
I'm
sad
like,
is
all
that
right.
You weren't able to save up $300 in 9 years.
It's not priority, man. I don't give a fuck about that. Like it's I had I built up my PC. Like a few years ago, which now it's like completely obsolete, but like I built it up to a few years ago to play games online because that's my I like PC games more than console games, and I did that for a while, and then finally,
why? Like what game is there on PC that isn't on console?
I'm asking.
I don't know.
I like the form factor of the games.
Oh, the keyboard?
I like keyboard, mouse, I love all that stuff. For first-person shooters and stuff, that's how I started playing video games. Like those.
Yeah,
games.
I can't take that. Like I bought.
I played through Arkham Asylum.
I was playing. What's it called? I was playing Medal of Honor before it was on the PS3,
right?
Like on the computer. And I went out and bought myself a fucking remote to plug a USB remote to plug. I'm like,
Some people, man, like I like it. The thing is that I wish if I could play against you, like let's say I have Call of Duty on the PC, and you have Call of Duty on your PS3, and we can play each other, which I don't know if you can.
Have to be on the PS network.
Yeah. I challenge that I'm better than with the keyboard and mouse than most people are with the. But I haven't played in a long time. But I was way better. At people than people with controllers.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of first person shooters. Like I like Modern Warfare and stuff. Like I like just for a certain amount of time. After a while, I just get headaches and I go, I can't take this anymore.
Right, but that's why the PC was good for that. And then I don't know. I just really enjoyed that kind of experience. I don't know. I like it better. But then that's after a while, I just stopped playing games. Other shit just kind of took over.
Yeah, you were into Skyrim for a while. They're thinking about making that into a movie, by the way.
Yeah, no, yeah. When I was playing Skyrim, that's another one that was on PC first, and it was. Or like on PC, and that's how I really kind of got like that was what I was playing, and my system still ran it, which thank God, because I wasn't about to buy a new video card for $300 or whatever the fuck you need now.
I need a new video card for $300. You know, you could get a PS3. No. Give me a new video card.
Give me the video card. No, I want better graphics than the PS3.
It's not gonna process it better.
It does. It looks better.
Okay.
But off topic. Like that shit never happens here. So Shaolin Soccer, it's I like it. It's fun. It's not everybody's cup of tea. The air up there, surprise, man, Kevin Bacon. It was still good and funny and, you know, fish out of water story. And then he gets the fucking, pulls the pants down. He's like, he can't play for you. And then he pulls his pants out, yeah, and you see that he got the thing. And they cut his dick or whatever it was. And Encino Man, classic, The Weasel.
The Weasel.
I forgot how, like, Brendan Fraser, you wouldn't expect it out of Encino Man, but it got emotional. When he misses the caveman, you know,
the
like
cave
he,
woman,
the woman, right? He gets that, and then they find, yeah, it's stupid, it's crazy. And then they find that the last scene where they find the cave girl, they find her or whatever. It's so it was just so stupidly cheesy.
You know what I liked about that movie? It was that it didn't try to be smarter than it was.
Yeah, it wasn't making.
So they didn't try to overcompensate. They didn't try to be like, they didn't try to explain the fact this kid's building his own pool. First of all, let's start with that.
He's digging his own pool.
He's digging his own pool.
So funny.
And then he fucking hits a block of ice, and you go, huh?
He runs into a big chunk of ice because it's frozen
in the ground. Fucking,
the ground is colder.
Of South California.
In California. So it was the 80s.
90s.
That came out early 90s, you're right.
Yeah, 90s.
But yeah, whatever, that's bullshit. So.
No, I didn't watch. I'm trying to get online and see. Fucking.
Your picks?
Yeah.
So. It's ridiculous.
Great song.
So now, Tor, because none of those movies were really serious movies. I feel like I should bring, like
well, mine's, I'm bringing that seriousness back.
You're bringing the seriousness?
I'm bringing seriousness.
All right, that was... I don't know what that was.
That just happened.
I don't know what that just happened. All right, so I'm going to go with, for my old school pick this week, I'm going to go with Just Cause. Do you remember that movie?
Lawrence Fishburne?
He's in it. Blair Underwood and Mr. Sean Connery.
Yes.
And it's like...
The cover is Sean Connery and Fishburne.
If Lawrence Fishburne's like a secondary character.
But he's in a cover.
Really? I didn't know that. I don't remember that. But
Blockbuster motherfucker.
That's right.
1999, 2000, son.
That's right.
What?
And I'll tell you what, man. That I remember this movie being like, oh, damn. Like, the movie's great. And Sean Connery is there, and it's, you know, who's right, who's wrong. Oh, shit, you're right, it is.
You know what's
Morpheus.
Funny? I was going to tell you flat out, I was going to be like, it's a black cover, and one half is him, and one other half is Sean Connery. I was going to go into it, and I was like, let me just show him the fucking thing.
Damn. Yeah. You have a savant memory for that shit.
For movie posters?
For movie posters, yes. And covers and box covers.
I knew.
But yeah, so Just Cause. I love it. I'm going to watch it again.
Never seen it. I'll watch it.
You should watch it.
I still gotta watch Absolute Power,
bro. That one, bro. That I give Absolute Power gets five bros,
bro.
I get five bro.
Absolute Power, but you said it wasn't as good as In the Line of Fire.
Absolute Power is different. It wasn't as.
It's two different movies.
It's two different movies. No, but Absolute Power. You know what? You're right. If I were to compare it to. it's a different movie from that other movie.
It's two different movies from that other movie.
That other movie is different from this movie.
You know what's funny? Because you can say that about every movie.
Yeah.
But there's some movies you're like, Patriot and Braveheart. It's the same movie.
It's a different, but the same.
But it's the same.
You know. Oh, I have someone that's exactly like... I know someone that's exactly like you, but different. No, you don't, then. You don't. You don't know someone that fits those specifications, because that doesn't exist.
Oh, baby.
But yeah, Just Cause is crazy.
How many what's up, bro? How many bros would you give it?
How many bros do I give Just Cause?
Yeah.
I have to see it again, but okay. I remember it being high. Okay. Absolute Power, I'll bring it back. I'll cut it back to four bros.
Hey, you can bring it back to five if you want. There could be two different fives.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't
I give it 18 bros.
You could give five bros to, I don't know, I'm trying to think
in
now.
The line of fire
to,
and the Sizzle Power. They're both five.
Yeah, they're both fives, five. You know. Yeah. You like one better than the other, it's fine, but they're still a five. They're both great.
But I have to watch Just Cause again. And, yeah, so I got to, so I'll tell you, I'll give you the bro count when we come when we come back next week.
I am going to go with, I don't know, there's a couple movies here that I want to do. One of them, no, I'm going to go with this one, Fallen, with Denzel Washington and John Goodman.
Did I pick that one?
No.
We've talked about it before, because that's one of my favorite movies.
We have not talked about this movie.
That's one of my favorite movies, with the time
is on my side. That's the reason I remember it. That's how I remember, because I was hanging out, and then I started singing. I don't know why that shit came in my head.
Because Azazel touched
time
you.
Time is on my side. Yes, and I started singing that shit, and I go, fuck, that was that movie. And I remember the movie. I just couldn't remember the name.
Oh, you know what it was?
And then I go, what the fuck was that movie? And I'm in the middle, like, it is the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, looking around going, what the fuck was it? What was it? What was it? What was it? And then I remember the movie. I knew who was
Denzel.
In it. I just couldn't remember the name of it. And I go, holy shit, what was the movie? So then I go, I think it was, like, Fallen Angel or Fallen. And then I was fucking right. It was Fallen.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why the song made me think of the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know what made me think of the song. Don't know whatsoever.
I'm telling you,
but I love
Azazel,
that fucking song.
As he touched you. He touched you for a second. You were stuck. 3 hours passed, and you remember where you were.
Yeah.
And then
awesome.
That movie was a fucking phenomenal movie. That's one of my favorite. I'm surprised it hasn't come up before, because that's one of my favorite movies.
We've talked about Denzel before, and that movie's never come up.
Yeah, but that.
Didn't we do a Denzel Mountain?
No.
No.
But that's like top of the mountain for me. That's one of my favorite movies.
I want to say we did a Denzel Mountain.
We didn't do Denzel Mountain.
Okay.
We talked about.
We did a
no, we
Mountain.
Didn't.
I remember talking a lot about.
It was before we were doing
Man on Fire.
Yeah,
my Denzel. Let's do the Denzel. Let's do the Denzel Mountain now. Then.
All right.
Man on Fire, number one with a bullet. My Denzel Mountain. Then. Fuck.
We may have done I remember
I'm telling you if we did a Denzel Mountain.
All right.
And you didn't come up with fucking
it had to
Fallen.
Have come up.
No,
it had to have come up. That's one of my favorite movies.
No.
All right, whatever. I'm wrong. I'm wrong about what my favorite movies are.
No, you're wrong about bringing it up before.
Okay, I have brought it up. I have brought it up in personal conversation with you, because that's one of my favorite
in personal
TV.
Conversations with me. No,
really?
No.
Who was I talking to then? Where we were talking?
Maybe your other friend, your fucking Bizarro Neri. That other short fat guy that you fucking talk to. That likes movies and comic books.
But yeah, no, that movie has one of my favorite cable TV edits, like when they edit out the profanity. You know, like when they say, like the best one is from Snakes on a Plane, where he's like, I'm sick and tired of these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Right.
There's for Fallen, it's my favorite one, because
better than the which one was it? Scarface. They said,
that one's like chopped up to bits.
Yeah, but they said something like, he was talking about something like you eat pussy or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How do you get this scar from any face from eating pussy?
Oh, no, yeah. So he said, from eating, I forgot what it was that he said,
terrible.
But it was something like eating pineapple. Like, it was something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not even pineapple, because pineapple will make sense because it has pinchy thorns on it. It's like something, guys, ridiculous. Like, from eating flamingos or some prey, and you go, what the fuck?
No, my favorite.
We got to look that up.
Yeah, we have to look that up. But my favorite one from Fallen is, because at the end. Spoiler alert! I don't know if I should say at the end.
Don't. That's for next week. We'll say that next week.
All right, I'll save it. But that shit's.
Antoine Fisher is a great movie. Antoine Fisher was a great movie. But I can't take Antoine Fisher seriously anymore because of the Dave Chappelle skit.
when he writes the story about himself,
and the baby comes out with a huge ass dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I can't take.
But yeah, Fallen.
Oh, there you go. I remember
movie.
The Hurricane, Man on Fire, The Hurricane. I know are those.
Yeah, I
Courage and the Fire.
Yeah,
virtuosity.
Are you looking? Are you looking at your list or?
No. I'm not. I didn't write down my list. Shit, I'm just saying.
Now I'm pissed that I didn't come up on my mountain. That's one of my favorite Denzel movies. That's my favorite movie.
We've done this before. When I remember saying the Denzel movies, I remember saying that his movies started getting really good after a certain point, and. You know, like the preachers, like Courage on the Fire, Devil in the Blue Dress, Virtuosity. We made fun of Virtuosity. Philadelphia was great. I guess. Malcolm X was great. I don't know, whatever. But we've done The Mountain before, man. I'm telling you, I think we have. I'm
going to go back and I'll research it and I'll figure out.
No, you won't. Just call Sunshine. She's researched it.
Really? She hasn't sent me any of that stuff.
Well, she hasn't sent it to me either, but she told me that she was doing it and then you broke up with her and she stopped.
Oh, there's another thing that you've missed out on.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You're welcome. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
No, Fallen, great movie, fucking great.
Fantastic movie.
Love that movie. I'm totally watching with kid eyes because I haven't seen it since it was.
Oh man, it's good, bro. I watched that one. Every once in a while, it'll pop up in my mind.
You said that about Top Gun.
Top Gun. Is the shit. I don't care who the fuck you are. Top Gun is awesome. And we went to go see it.
We went, Mike and I IMAX saw it literally 3D. Yesterday. Yesterday, we saw it on IMAX 3D yesterday. So 24 hours ago, than 24 hours ago. And it is beyond gay.
But that's what it was, man.
It was.
But it had fighter jets.
No, I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm saying like there was a clear undertone, and I know those two words back to back are oxymorons.
I was gonna say,
but there was a clear undertone, like it was an obvious undertone of homosexuality in that movie.
Here's the thing:
it seemed like the writer. I don't know if you ever saw the episode. Oh, you don't watch American Dad?
No.
Some guy dies, and the kids find some dead body, right? And it turns out that he was a writer for Fast and Furious 7.
Really?
Right, and they were all like hyped up and giddy about it, so they start reading the script like interior blah 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 blah, and they start going through the scenes, and as they're going through the scenes, because it's an animated TV show, they could show you like what's happening in the movie, right? And it turns out that they're fucking making out, like Vin Diesel and Paul Walker start making out and
right
dick, and they're like, wait a minute. So the kids find out that every action movie, when it's written in script, is written out gay as fuck, but then for American audiences, they edit out the gayness.
Wow.
That was on a recent episode of American Dad. And that's all I kept thinking about yesterday. I kept thinking about, like, the writer is clearly homosexual, and he's clearly writing Pete Maverick Mitchell loves to suck Goose's cock.
Well, if anything, it would be the other way around,
right,
I think.
You're right.
But
Goose is so much taller.
Right, which is what would make it, you know, more likely, I guess. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is that
it makes it more likely that the taller person goes down on the shorter person.
I don't know what the fuck it means. But what I'm getting at is that they like, think about what they were like. That movie was a military like, it was supposed to be like, it's a very military heavy movie. They talk about, you know, there's a lot of like call sign and talking and all stuff. So a lot of that was done to like make it more stupid, I guess, like more not so technical,
dumb it down.
But then also,
why is a black guy's code name
Sundown? Because it gets dark. I don't understand. Why is it hard for you to figure that
black out?
They were not being clever.
They were not being clever. One and two, they were just being racist.
And he's the only one that has silver. That's just a visual thing. He has the silver mirrored.
Yeah, because you can't have the fucking black aviators on a
black guy.
But he was blacker than that. That's for a visual.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look good.
But they made his name Sundown.
Yeah, made his name Sundown, which they don't even say in the movie, by the way.
Yeah.
If they said it once, I didn't catch it. I already know it because of IMDb.
Well,
so if you're going to make his name, if you're not going to say his name in the movie or it's not going to make the cut, then why make it Sundown? Why make it racist? That's just for the being racist.
I'm sure it's
a visual thing, I understand, because you're watching a movie and you see a black guy with black aviator glasses. You go,
because what ends up happening is that I'm sure at some point it was written down. They needed to give everybody names, like, you know, in that particular time, like the call signs are on the plane, you know, like the names are on the plane. So I'm sure they had to write it down somewhere, and they just was like, let's give him a name. He's black. What do we call him? Sundown. Like, what are they, you know, like the first, And, like, I'm sure the draft went through, like, what do we call him? Midnight. No, he's, no, you can't, you can't do that. It's like, no, but that's the blackest time. Of, yeah.
Darkness.
You can't call him darkness. You can't call him that. You can't go, what do we call, what, sundown? Okay. All right. That's, all right. That's good.
All right.
You know, well, I found out.
Midnight. No.
No. No, you can't. I don't think you understand. I can't. I can't be like
pitch black. No,
no, you, no can't. You can't. You can't do that. You can't. That's not the goal. Of, you know, we're not trying.
Black guy. No, 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 no.
Yeah,
no.
His name is Lieutenant Charles Black Guy. Whatever. Like, that's what's printed on the side of the plane.
In quotes, black guy.
There's no way.
Black guy in quotes.
That's ridiculous.
That would be so much better than sundown.
But it was
at that point, you're not being clever with sundown.
He should date sunshine. I'm sorry. That was bad.
And they name their kid Dusk.
Yeah. His name's Dusky.
Their daughter's Dawn.
Dawn. Boom. Fantastic.
You've just been punified.
You've just been punished. Oh,
damn.
Oh, man.
And boom goes the dynamite.
And for everybody who's still listening, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. That's funny. I don't give a shit. This is fun.
But that was a lot of fun. First of all, seeing... Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't get a poster.
I'm not a collector guy. I don't like collectibles.
Yeah, put it in your fucking...
I have stuff that I have to put up on my walls from when I moved in my apartment 2 years ago.
Just get a stapler and fucking staple that shit to the wall. It's a cheap ass poster.
What am I, 15 stapling posters to my wall?
Well, you're not fucking 30 because you don't fucking frame posters either. Because you just said yourself that you've had posters that you've had
put up on your wall. Like a bunch of art
that you haven't put up yet. So then,
I'm neither. Like,
what am I, 30? I'm going to fucking be responsible and put up frames that I'm supposed to?
I don't care. I don't. That's not my thing. But what I was getting at is that it was awesome to see it on the big screen. Like, that to me was, because I love that movie. Like, if the fact that it's not CG, they didn't have it, you know? So everything you see, they actually filmed jets flying through the air.
We talked about this yesterday during the movie. Because we talked during the movie.
We were annoying.
Because I was like, nah, there was like 7 people in the fucking movie theater. One of which left right after the fucking sex scene.
Right after. She walked out after the volleyball scene.
No, it was the volleyball scene, then sex scene, and then she walked out. And right. It was like, what? You...
That's all
it's
she came
obvious.
In.
It's obvious. Like, she's like, I'm just here for the 3D volleyball scene.
Yeah.
Which, don't get me wrong, that's why I was there for, too.
Of course.
But I'm not going to walk out and shit. Yeah. I'm like, I might as well. I already paid $15 for this shit. I might as well just stay here.
We talked a bunch through the movie.
And it just kept upsetting me.
Why?
It's a fucking military movie.
Right.
This is based upon military, they're on an aircraft carrier, am I correct?
Yeah.
At one point, and then another point, they're in an aircraft hangar. There is no AC in this fucking movie.
Everybody is sweating
at
all times.
What year is this?
1985.
No air conditioning? I could have sworn they had air conditioning in 85, didn't they?
I'm sure they did, but maybe not.
Why is everybody always sweating?
Maybe they're
sweating profusely. Like, it's not even like he just took a shower.
Well,
gets dressed, goes in the office, sweating
bullets.
Fucking,
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. The whole time I was watching this, I was like, somebody wipe him down.
No, there was a spray, a mist guy.
A mist guy.
There was a guy that walked around with a spray bottle. That's the fluffer, yeah. He's like, hey, he's not looking to glistening enough. Spray him down with some shit. And then they.
Holy shit. I don't understand. Wow.
Yeah.
So much sweat. So much sweat. It was annoying me because I was like, aren't they hot? Can you concentrate?
It's just a hot, sweaty movie, man.
You're in a fucking classroom.
I'm going to tell you
what. The military can't afford air conditioning.
No air conditioning.
This is crazy.
I'll tell you what that is. All of that gayness and the hot, sweating dudes.
Which just added to the gayness.
It added to the gayness.
And the up closeness in which every conversation amongst men was just had 6 inches away from each other's faces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, are you guys going to make out?
Yeah, because it was that close.
That would be...
That's the next logical step.
That would be understandable at this point.
Or a headbutt or something. Like, that's the only time that... But it was literally like, all that stuff is put in for... to get... literally, like, I read an article.
Are they trying to get the women's attention?
Exactly. It was all for the women's attention.
So much, though?
Yes.
So much. They were, I don't believe that, bro. Look, I'm not saying this to be funny. I really don't believe. I understand that you have to have some sex appeal. I understand the volleyball scene was
women and gays. Get them into the theater.
Let me tell you something. When the movie debuted, the Navy, because they gave him permission to do it, the enrollment booths outside of movie theaters when it debuted, and they had the highest enrollment rate that they had ever had up until that point.
Right.
They're not looking for gay dudes. Not in 85.
The Navy is...
Not in 85, bro.
No, man, at all times, bro.
No, it's fucking Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That was like the pinnacle of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They weren't looking for gay guys in the 85.
But where do you go to hide?
Did they accept them? That's
if
fine.
If you were gay, where would you go to hide your gayness? In a group full of, you know, like a bunch of men?
That's not hiding it. That's like putting the Hulk in a fucking subway.
Yeah.
You don't put a gay guy in a metal container with 30,000 feet underwater for 6 months.
They go to
that's craziness.
No.
That's if you're trying to hide your gayness, that is the not.
No, they don't go there. They go to the priesthood. That's where they go to hide their gayness. They Navy and the priesthood.
I'm not offended because I'm a Christian. I'm offended of the hackiness of that joke.
Yep, that's right.
I'm offended.
You knew it was coming. I'm so pissed that you didn't see it coming.
No, it's not that I knew that it was coming. It's that I didn't think it was coming because I didn't think you would be so hacky.
Said that you've just been punished. Trust me, there's no...
No, that's not hacky. That's punny.
To the hacks.
That's punny, not hacky.
Whatever, man. The Navy is gay, too. That's the predominant... That's why, like, the Village People in the 70s did a song called In the Navy.
And sure.
You can join your fellow man in the Navy.
Right, I know the words of the song.
Shit. Yeah.
That was the 70s. That was 85. 85 was the male... I'm telling you, like, I don't believe that. I don't believe that that movie was overly gay for the sake of viewership. I don't believe that. To some extent, the volleyball scene totally added in there for the women.
Yeah.
Totally. The volleyball scene to women is the final fighting scene to men.
Right.
Totally understand that. The up close, like, hey, let's get in close to each other's inches away from each other's faces, every scene, I don't believe that was added for sex appeal.
I don't think they wouldn't do that.
I think they were just gay. I think the writer was
either
just like
either gay way, it's there to put gay in there, like to put.
Is
gay
there another
agenda
movie in the '80s that was that gay? Mainstream movie, not like fucking Pedro dos Dallas. That's
every movie has that one gay character, you know, like Mannequin. Mannequin is
every character in Top Gun was Mannequin. That should have been everybody's call name. Mannequin.
They're not Hollywood. There was a Hollywood. You're right. Shit, you're right. That guy. That guy was gay. He was the gay one.
No, Tom Cruise was gay. Iceman, gay.
I believe
Iceman's wingman. Who's Iceman's rear?
Iceman. Yeah, that's terrible. So. That's already bad. Iceman's wingman was Slider.
His
the Rio.
Rio?
The Rio, yeah. The Rio. It's a radar something operator.
Right. Well, it was Slider. Slider was gay.
Yes.
And I love the fact the scene where Slider leans over to Tom Cruise and goes, "Gutsiest call I've ever seen, man."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that when he finishes that statement, like they were 2 inches away from each other's face, and he leans over, like giving props to Tom Cruise's character and says, "Gutsiest call I've ever seen, man." Right then and there is when they put the beginning of fucking
take my breath away.
By the way, reading all these IMDb facts while the movie's playing.
Yeah, that was
great.
You son of a bitch kept my phone kept going off, and I'm like, I'm sitting next to you. We're already talking.
Which, by the way, what the fuck, man? The movie theater was empty, basically. It was like 12 people in a movie theater. Huge ass movie
you
theater.
Are
you sat right fucking next to me. We're both, none of us are small dudes. Like, you sat in the seat next to me. And I'm like, hey, can you move down one seat over?
Man,
can you get a little bit of fucking
me
room?
I made fun
room
of people.
I made the joke about it yesterday. I'm like, hey, can you move to the I'm not gay seat?
Yeah, yeah.
So I made the joke, the cheesy joke, whatever, but it wasn't a homophobic thing. It was a comfort thing. Like, hey, can I fucking stretch out a little bit?
All right. Chill. It's fine. I moved. But I laughed because I was like, do you really need to put the no homo seed between us?
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit? Oof. I used to make fun of that, bro. Like, the funniest thing would...
It's just out of comfort. It's not out of homophobic. It's
no. But when I was like...
If I was a smaller dude, I would be like, I don't care.
But here's the thing. When I remember walking, because I used to go to the movies all the time with theater hopping also, and I'd come into a theater and I'd see like six dudes, each one of them with a chair in between them. Like, bro, if our knees touch, we're gay. You know, like you can't like it's.
Well, that's just a fact, though.
It's a fact of nature. But that's like in the if, bro, it's dark in here, like our knees touch, and then we end up making out, bro. That's what happens. It's like that's not what happens. That's not what happens at all. Because you're gay. We've been meaning to talk to you about it. The seed between us is not the problem.
We've been meaning to tell you this.
Yeah. Man, if they don't put a seat between me and another dude, I'm going to fuck that guy.
That's just common
sense. That's just going to happen. It's not. Like, it's movie etiquette.
That's entrapment.
Yeah, it's entrapment.
Gay entrapment. That's the name of the episode. Gay entrapment.
God damn.
I mean, who's going to blame me? You put a dick next to me in jeans. I got to unzip it and suck it.
Yeah, I mean. Did you not hear the part about our knees touching? Like, whatever, bro.
Our jeans... both touched at the location where our knees are underneath the jeans. So therefore,
yeah,
we're already gay. Might as well suck a dick.
It's not gay. It's just we have to fuck. That's the rule. But we're not gay.
Not gay, bro. Relax.
It's not gay, bro. Relax. Put your pants on. Like, whoa. Easy.
Put your fucking pants on. Put your fucking pants on.
Come on.
Let's do it.
See, now someone's going to be thinking, listening to this episode, thinking we're adding gay subtext to get a bigger gay listenership, which I wouldn't argue against it. If the gays want to listen, that's fine.
I'm down. Yeah, sure. These guys are great. They're fucking loyal. They go out and support. Awesomeness. I agree. I like it. I'm sorry. Anyways.
So do we have an honorable or a listener pick?
Well, Rookie's out.
Rookie's out. We got all of Rookie's in. Picks. Rookies in.
What was your Fallen? Awesome movie was mine.
Fallen. Mine was Just Cause. Bam, bam, bam.
But you know, I mean, I put it out yesterday in the movie theater, right? But had you noticed that before? Had you ever noticed that?
I don't.
When
look
you were
at
like,
the, like
gutsiest car I've ever, you've
gutsiest
ever seen.
Gutsiest move I've ever seen, man.
Dun, 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 dun. And it wasn't even like they cut right then and there. It was like they started playing the song. Both of their faces were still so close to each other, and it's like in the scene, and like
that was,
they let the scene linger a little bit.
First of all, there are parts of it that because now we went in there looking for that, like to make fun of it.
I didn't go in there looking. I really
shut
didn't.
Up.
I swear, I'm not. Hand to the God you don't believe in.
Uh-huh.
I did not go in there to make fun of the movie.
Neither did I.
I didn't go in there even thinking it was gay. I made the one comment of like, I can't wait to see a volleyball scene in 3D. Come on, that's obvious joke, whatever. But the undertone of
it
the
was
movie,
yeah.
I got swept up in the tidal wave of fucking
gayness.
Undertone gayness.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, I was like, oh my, I was trying to fight upstream. Like, no, it's a cool movie. I'm like, oh God.
You got
so much,
sucked out
so
by
much
the,
dick.
By
just
the
so
undertone.
Much yeah, it was.
Of subtle gayness.
Yes. Subtle my ass.
Well, it's not like at any point they're like making out. It's not gay. It's just
one dude gets
like
fucking 2 inches away from another dude's face while they're in nothing but towels.
Yes.
So that's taking
true.
A shower. And then the other dude chomps at him.
That's right. The bite. Yeah, the weird bite. Yeah.
The weird bite from Val Kilmer.
I wonder if you could hear it if I do that.
Yeah. That's how.
Yeah.
That's an undertone. That's fucking gay.
Well, here's the thing. The part, like, look.
And I'm not saying gay in a bad way.
How familiar are you with the locker room setting? Like, because when I was in playing football.
As a fat dude, you change and leave.
Exactly. I guess.
Locker room etiquette. You change and leave.
Touche.
Then that's it. Take a shower. No, thank you. Because why? Because God was good to me and he gave me PE in the last period every fucking year.
Really?
Every year,
wow,
bro.
That's lucky.
Every year. Fucking gave me PE last period. And I'm talking about since middle school.
Yeah.
Gave me PE last period. Fucking change. Get the fuck out. And I just change. Go
shower.
Take a go home. No shower. Shower out. Go home. Take a shower at home.
That's what I mean. Shower at home.
Yeah. No, they said shower and go home is what they said.
No. But yeah, like, but when you play football or whatever, you change in the locker room, you shower. Like, that's where you fuck around because that's where they can't. Like, you tell jokes, you shit, whatever. You know, you're in your fucking, you know, shorts or, you know, your boxers or something like that. Like, you just, I don't know. I don't like that. To me, never really struck me as that big a deal. All the other like face too close talking and all shit. It's like, all right, it's, you know, whatever. But it never really bothered me.
But whenever you were in the locker room, in your
nobody
towels,
chomped at me.
No. Did you ever get that close to somebody's face?
Fights would break up.
Fights.
Yeah.
We're not talking about fights.
Yeah, no, but they were having an argument. They were in each other's face and talking shit to each other. That would happen. You'd be like, what the fuck?
By the way, if that was...
That's 80s version.
If that was shit talking, and that's the worst writing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. That writer was clearly never in a locker room. And then he'll chomp at him. It's like, what?
But that was the part that I laughed
at. I wonder if that was ad-libbed. I really want to know.
I think so. I wonder
if Val Kilmer was like, I have a line here, but I forgot it, so I'm just going to chomp on it.
Yeah.
And the director was like, brilliant. He was like that beer guys.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. He's like, oh, all right.
Brilliant.
It's like when she said, oh, I was worried everybody was going to see right through me that I'm falling for you. Tom Cruise was supposed to have a line, apparently, and he forgot the line, so he just kissed her, and he's like, brilliant, and he kept it in the movie.
It's a good thing Val Kilmer didn't kiss Tom Cruise right there, because then that would have been...
Well, this is going to form a love triangle that's on... You know, the reason I had the sex scene is because they didn't have it originally in the movie, and they screened it, and people complained. Especially the women complained that there was no sex scene, that there was no love scene.
Yeah.
So they added it a month after they did reshoots, but Kelly McGillis already had colored her hair for her next role, dark, and that's why they shot it in blue.
Really?
That's why the scenes, and if you notice, Tom Cruise's hair is actually longer in that scene than in any other part of the movie. Same thing goes for the elevator scene. That's why she's wearing a hat in the elevator scene.
You look at you looking up details.
Uh-huh. See that?
But honestly, that was really
the movies are a lot better when you have this much information about them before going in.
Yeah,
like because I already knew all this beforehand. But going into the movie, and you can't do this with a new release movie because you don't want to know this much about a new release movie because you haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it yet. Yeah.
But once you see the movie, and you know it's great. It's always awesome to go back
and have a
plethora of fucking information.
All of that information. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That data, that bank of knowledge where you can be like, oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. But. Still holds up, man. I still watch it. The action's amazing. The battle at the end, the dog fight where
we talked about this during the movie too. Their whole mission was to escort what, a boat?
There was a damaged ship that drifted into enemy territory that crossed the line. So their air cover for the mission to bring him back. So the thing is that the reason why it was such a big momentous battle was because they launch Maverick, and then the catapults on the aircraft carrier break, and he's like, "Oh, let me fix it, and I can get it fixed in 10 minutes."
I need them in two.
Yeah, I hope I wasn't. No, I was like delivering the lines as they were saying. I like quoted that whole fucking movie.
Well,
I was trying not to.
I only caught it in the beginning, and it was extremely annoying.
Yes,
but I figured if I told you it, you'd keep doing it.
I would.
So then I just let it write out, and it did. And then the moment the joke started happening, you forgot to just keep quoting.
Oh yeah,
at least to my ears, I couldn't hear you.
I was doing it under my breath. It's like a weird.
Yeah, like it's the same shit that I do now. Watching, if you put any Rocky movie on, father-in-law is. Like amazed. He's like, you know I know their weights. Like whenever you're able, they're walking into the ring and it's like now entering at 218. Like I could tell you.
That's too much.
So I'm like, I know all the lines and my father-in-law loves it. He's like, this motherfucking knows the entire, this guy is great. Like, but I'm just like, you know, I get it. But it was annoying.
I have a friend of mine that will,
you know why it was annoying? Because I hadn't seen a movie in 15 years.
Really?
Yeah. So I was just like, hey, can you let me watch the fucking movie?
No, I'm going to tell you as
it's happening. And then I was like, all right. And then when the gayness came, I was like, oh, no, we got to talk about this. I want to talk about it. Right now.
This is what I want to do. I want to do that WooBro movie night or whatever where we sit and we literally have a show of us watching the movie and talking shit around it.
Yeah. And I don't want to I definitely want to do that. I'm just saying I don't want to make it like a
take away from the movie?
No. Yeah, I don't want it to make fun of the movie. You get me? Like, I want it to be like, oh, we appreciate the movie, but we can laugh at it as well.
Right. That's what that was. In no way do I think that Top Gun is bad.
You were raving about it. Like,
I love it. That movie is fucking great.
I've never heard of somebody else saying that it's literally their favorite movie. I'm like, I've never.
It's not my favorite movie.
You said it's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah, it's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Heard of anybody saying that. Like, all right. I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it's not worthy. I'm just saying, oh, I've never.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's one of my all-time favorite movies. I guess it's because I'm partial to that. My dad was in the Coast Guard, and I grew up around the military.
Which was a great. When the Coast Guard came to fucking get Goose, I was like, you don't know this, but that's actually Kevin Costner picking him up. And then you were so quick to catch on. You're like, from The Guardian. Yes, he was. Yeah, yeah. Like, wow, this fucking guy's quick.
And that's Kevin Costner. And I'm like, wouldn't it suck if like they go to save your friend's life and all of a sudden Ashton Kutcher shows up and it's like, oh man, we wanted the other one. Yeah. You know, the guy that is good.
You know, the guy that won't let go.
Yeah.
You know, the guy who's not just in it for the records.
Yeah, yeah, the guy who's...
Yeah, you know, that would have been nice.
He's the good one.
Well, whatever.
But yeah, that was fun. It was fun time, man. I really like seeing, like, classic movies on big fucking screens. That was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
And the 3D was not as bad. You said you didn't really experience
it. I only experienced the 3D with the credits.
Yeah, because the titles...
The titles in the beginning and the end of the movie when they put the actors' names or whatever... That was clearly 3D. I was like, holy shit, the words look like they're fucking popping out. It's bananas. Yeah. And the last dogfight. That's it. To me, I didn't see anything else in 3D. Like, nothing. Like, it was nothing. I didn't see anything else in 3D.
It wasn't as strong, because they can't do as strong 3D. I guess they can't do as big depth of field on, I mean, honestly, a lot of the movie's conversation.
I wasn't complaining because of the fact that 3D... To me, gives me a fucking headache.
Well, you could see it when anytime they were flying, I could really tell. Like that's where I could
tell,
see
it except through. The last dogfight. I couldn't tell. Like,
maybe because you were looking for it at that point, or when you saw the helicopter. I remember
that was the one where I was like, in the beginning. That was the beginning of the movie. I saw the helicopter. Oh shit! The helicopter looked fucking dope.
Yeah.
Again, beginning of the movie and the very end of the movie.
All right.
And I think everything else, I didn't notice it at all. Again, not a bad thing because that means I was able to watch a 2-hour movie without a headache, which is great in 3D.
And a lot of the movie is not like, is dialogue.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like character scenes. It's not
Wanted the volleyball scene to be more 3D though.
Yeah. He wanted to feel like the sweat was coming right at you.
You could just feel the sweat, which it didn't need to be the volleyball scene for sweat because any scene in the movie was already sweaty. All right. Sunshine pick. I don't know if she's. I don't know if I've said this one already. Misery.
I think we did that one.
Did we?
Yeah.
God, we need that list. Where's that list here?
Misery's come up.
No.
Oh, is it in the Stephen King mountain?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I would have put it on my mountain for sure.
So it's an old school pick?
Old school pick. That's a Sunshine pick. Misery.
All right. That movie's great.
Yeah, I love that movie.
I haven't seen it in a while. I'm gonna watch that again. It's a good one.
I just kept thinking about that. You know when you have one, no retreat, no surrender. Why can't you bring that one back?
You know what they need to do? They need to make a no retreat.
Dude, if they made a time cop in 3D, that would be fucking dope. The wobbly blue.
That would be kind of cool. I mean,
why isn't The Matrix been in 3D?
That's a good question. I guess.
I would watch the original in 3D.
I would definitely watch the original in 3D.
Yeah, I want to watch Caves in 3D.
Not the second one.
What was that movie, that James Cameron movie where he talked with
this? Oh, The Descent or something?
No.
Something Into Darkness or some shit like that?
I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't any of those things you mentioned. But the joke would have been that Matrix Part 3 could have been, just name it, in the cave.
Is it called The Cave?
No, it wasn't. I don't know, dude. Can we just move on?
What time
are we
at?
We're doing a lot, man. Hour and a half.
All right.
We're good. Anyways, we've been posting a lot of shit. We're getting a lot more hits on the What's Up Bro Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah.
So make sure you check it out. Facebook.com/WooBroPod. WUBROPOD.
And that's the same on Twitter. At WooBroPod.
Same on Twitter. And then at Mike Mergerdahl. At Neri Signs. I love the fact that we're getting all these new listeners in. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
Next week, we're going to have Angel Lopez in studio.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be from Sum by Four. He's about to release his new album in about a month or so.
Yeah, I have no idea how we got there. Like, this is a big get.
Well, yeah, it's a pretty huge get. He's like, he was at the Grammys last night.
Yeah.
On the red carpet on the Grammys. Not like, oh, I was at a Grammy partner. He was on the red carpet in the Grammys. He's hosting something, an event for the Latin Grammys. So it's a pretty big deal. And he's a tremendous Latin musician.
He's great, amazing like, singer,
phenomenal singer.
If and word rumors that we will be playing a little music
here. Yes, we will be playing music in the. So he's great. But that's for next week. So make sure you hit us up this week and next week and check out.
If you click subscribe, you will get it automatically.
Automatically, if you go to iTunes and subscribe, and or go to make sure you go to Facebook and like mm-hmm. us on Facebook, and that'd be great. And make sure you do that because that is how winning is done.
This is done, man.